Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico Studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. A newly launched nonpartisan public opinion initiative is exploring what Texans believe and what they want from their government. The survey conducted by Lake Research Partners delves deeply into Texas voters' values, political priorities, and opinions on hot-button issues. We're joined by Luke Warfare Ford. He is the director of Texas Public Opinion Research. And Luke, welcome to The Source.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, finally, and talking about this poll and what Texans think. And our phone number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, if you want to weigh in on what these survey results find. And if you agree with them or challenge them, tell us what you think, 833-TPR-TALK. So, Luke, give me an overall view about what Texans think what they want elected officials to focus on.
Yeah, thanks so much, and thanks for having me on. Let me just start by talking a little bit about Texas Public Opinion Research, which I think, is really important in framing the conversation and understanding why we're doing this work. And, what TPOR is, Texas Public Opinion Research, is a new nonpartisan public opinion initiative that's going to do regular quarterly polling into the issues that are most important to Texans, into their values, into what they want their legislators to focus on, into what they want policymakers to focus on. And really, this project is a direct response to a challenge, which is that for many of our policymakers, they might claim that Texans want one thing or want something else, but they don't necessarily have the data to prove it or to back it up. And we want to make it incredibly clear. These are the things Texans support. These are the things they want their government officials to focus on so that there's no question about it and so that there can be accountability. I think our first poll, which we conducted a few weeks ago, is incredibly interesting and excited to dive into it. I think one thing that really stands out is we asked Texans about their values and what values are most important to them. As you might expect, freedom was one of the top values. Freedom and family are what Texans said were the top two things that were most important to them. I think one really surprising thing coming out of the poll is that opportunity, which is something we often associate with the state, which, folks talk about all the time, actually ranked relatively low on the list of Texans' priorities. And so there's a huge amount of information and research in this poll, and just very excited to be here to dive into some of it with you.
Well, let me get onto this freedom issue that you brought up, because it's become an important issue during this presidential season. And we've seen studies by like the Cato Institute, which is a very conservative organization, and they've labeled Texas as being one of the least free states in the United States. And they say that because we don't have access to a statewide referendum like we have in many, many other states. Also, Texas lacks things like abortion rights, ability to have recreational marijuana, also gambling. There's all sorts of things to say. These are freedom issues that we don't have in Texas. And we're seeing all sorts of ways that the state is trying to cut back on, free expression, especially on college campuses for opinions they don't like. So I'm wondering if Texans are, when they say freedom is important to them, are they noticing that there's a lack of freedom in Texas, or are they just parroting the talking points?
Well, I think you're spot on with, the Texans highlighting freedom as an issue and a value that's important to them, but also in response to concerns about a lack of freedom. And we see that show up in a bunch of different places across the data, but I think one place is really interesting. And so one of the questions we asked was, okay, what are the issues that are most important to you? And if you ask that question pretty much anywhere in the country right now, the top two things that voters are going to say is affordability and border security. And that was true here in Texas as well, that Texans ranked affordability and border security as their top two issues. But I think the really interesting thing, and this comes down to back to the point about freedom, is that Texans actually then ranked abortion and reproductive health care and education as their third and fourth issues, and ranked them much higher than we see in other states across the country. And I think that, to your point, is a direct reflection of Texans' concern about reproductive health, about Texans' concern about access to education, and the increasing salience in particular of the abortion issue this election season.
You know, book bans, that's another thing. So you were talking about, wow, we love freedom, but bring on the book bans. I don't see how those things work together.
Yeah, I'm not sure when I think of freedom, if I think about telling people what to do in terms of what they can and can't read. But, you know, our poll really was trying to get at a baseline. The reason we started with values, the reason that question was the first thing to ask, is because we really wanted to understand what was the most important, what's driving how folks feel on a number of different issues. And of course, freedom and family were high up on the list, but I think it's really meaningful as well that the third highest issue was accountability. And I think Texans mean that in a couple ways, right? They want accountability for the folks who are currently in power. They want accountability of how resources are used by the government. And so there really is a broad range of values that inform how Texans then feel about a bunch of different issues like you were talking about.
The border security being the top issue that voters have keyed into. And I'm thinking about the concept of manufacturing consent and how border security, the poll may not tell me that border security is actually a problem, but it is actually telling me how this has been communicated to voters in Texas, that it should be a problem that they should care about. I think that if most people were not told that the border was a problem, they wouldn't know it.
I think that's a really interesting point. And we, you know, I think didn't dive into specifically the counterfactual example, as you're talking about if folks didn't know about the issue. But I do think it's meaningful, you know.
I mean, as compared to affordability, they see that.
Yeah.
They go to the store and they see how things are going up. So that's something that's directly impacting their lives. But how many people are really being directly impacted by questions of the border security?
To your point on affordability and on the cost of different things, they experience that every single day. I think there's a couple really interesting takeaways, though, when you drill into the immigration and border security data that might get to some of the things you're talking about.
We'll get into that. Yeah, we got to take a break here. When we come back, I do want to find out more about what your data tells us about what Texans are thinking about border security. And also, our phone lines are open. If you got a question or comment about what Texas values, what do you value, what are the issues that you want our elected leaders to be addressing, give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Source continues right after this. On Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're going to be discussing a new Frontline documentary that premieres tonight on PBS about the war in Gaza, what it's been like for the people on the ground there. But right now, we're talking about a new public opinion poll in Texas. What does it say about what Texans value, what they want to see happening in their state government? We're joined by Luke Warford, and he's the director of Texas Public Opinion Research. So when you have the issue of border security, and that's the title, I don't know how that is broken down when you are gauging people's opinion on it, because people lump a lot into that issue. We hear a lot about, fentanyl. but you know, fentanyl really is not really connected to, you know, the what's happening with immigration. These are really two separate things. Crime, you know, they think, well, this is, that's not also part of this as well. I mean, border security is really just about protecting the, you know, the border. But there's, so how do you break that down?
Yeah, I think, and to your point, one of the really exciting things about Texas public opinion research is that, you know, and something we have planned for a future poll is to look into more what, where folks are getting their information and what they're actually hearing, right? We didn't ask really in-depth questions on that in this first poll, but because this is a quarterly initiative, because we're going to be doing this over time, it's on our priority list to really try to dive into some of that. Because as you said, what Texans are hearing and what they're you know, seeing on social media, that has a huge impact on the salience of some of these issues and how important they are. A couple of interesting things related to border security and immigration. One is that we actually polled border security and immigration as separate issues. But border security was ranked 34% of voters said it was in their top two issues. Immigration, surprisingly, was only at 13%. It was sixth on the list. And so I actually, from that perspective, it's interesting to see voters actually differentiate between border security and immigration. And then getting into a little bit more, well, what do Texans actually want their elected officials to do on immigration? We asked the question about whether Texans wanted to increase enforcement at the border, to increase legal pathways to immigration, or to do both of those things. And we saw that the plurality of Texans, 48%, want an all of the above approach. They want to increase border security and increase pathways to citizenship. 33% wanted just increased enforcement, and then 16% wanted legal pathways. So I think that gets to some of the more nuance with the issue and how border security and immigration are both interrelated for Texans.
Right. That gets to like a question that I hear frequently when they ask people in polls like this, do you think the country is headed in the right direction? And then you'll see like a blockbuster number, like 70% of Americans say the country is headed in the wrong direction. But they don't break it down to tell you that, you know, half of those people think that we're headed off into some sort of a corporate nightmare, and the other half think that we're headed towards communism. It doesn't, that number really has no meaning.
I think that's a really good point. And one thing that Texas public opinion research, the reason that an initiative like this is so important and was so needed is that, to your point, so much research out there, so many polls are very superficial or very high level, right? They look at the predicted results in an individual election, or they rank issues at a really high abstract level without drilling in into more detail into specific issues. And what do people actually think, and why do they think that, right? Because that is really the substance to figure out what where policymakers should go. You really want to understand a layer deeper. And so we, both in this poll by drilling into some of these issues, and in future polls are going to be looking at more of the why behind what how Texans are responding to some of these things.
All right. Some of the other issues that have come up, top issues, we talked about border security, affordability, cost of living. Texans, like everyone else, definitely feeling that, although I think that, you know, we're seeing inflation leveling out and wages going up, particularly for the lowest wage earners. We're seeing the basement is rising for those folks, and that's changing. I think it's going to take a long time for perception to catch up with reality on that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right, because, and we see that in our poll in particular, because we actually went and asked Texans, you know, when they said affordability was an issue, to what we were talking about before, we wanted to go one level deeper and try to understand, okay, what about affordability? What about the economy is important? And the top issue, as you just said, that Texans said, 31%, was wages are not keeping up with the rising cost of living. Second at 18% was the cost of food. Third was rising housing costs, which all of these things are, of course, related. But the idea that there's this rising cost of living and wages are not keeping up, we totally do see that there's a delay there in how people perceive these issues. I think another issue that was really salient for us that we wanted to understand a little bit more was education. It's pretty rare when you see polling like this across the country that education is ranked so high as an issue for voters. It's obviously important. It's obviously a key part of people's community. But compared to border security and affordability and some other things, it doesn't always rank as high. And first, we saw it listed, included in the top four. And so what we did is we wanted to drill down more into what folks actually want in education. And we asked a question about public school funding. And it was really, you know, stark, I think, that folks said, you know, 52% of Texans said they wanted to increase public funding for public schools. 26%, so about half of that number, said they wanted to keep funding the same. And only 13% said they wanted to decrease funding. So I think that also speaks to Texans' values, to the importance of public schools in Texan communities across the state. And really helps highlight something that's different and unique to Texas vis-a-vis some other states in the country.
Now, the third one on the list was abortion and reproductive health issues. And I wonder if maybe someone would try to flip my criticism before of a border security issue and saying this is something that has been overhyped by the media and turned into something that really doesn't impact that many Texans, but here it is as the number three issue, and saying that voters really care about this. But I mean, I think someone else would argue that Texans do feel like this is impacting them personally, if either them or someone they love is being directly, you know, feeling that their freedoms have been reduced. What did you find in your polling?
I think on this issue, Texans are sending a really clear message. Not only is it rated or ranked highly in the issue salience and the importance of issues, but we actually went and asked, okay, so do you think abortion laws in Texas make abortion too accessible, not accessible enough, or are they about right? And we saw by a 2-to-1 margin, so more than 50% of Texans said abortion was not accessible enough. Only a quarter of Texans said that it was about right, and just 12% that said that it was too accessible, with 11% saying they weren't sure or didn't want to answer the question. And so that, again, is a pretty clear message I think Texas voters are sending about what they want their policymakers to do when it comes to reproductive health care.
One issue that I don't see on this list, but I'm seeing on my television, is boys going into girls' bathrooms or playing the sports, you know, transgender stuff, watching like Ted Cruz's ads attacking, his opponent, Allred. You would think that that's the issue that Texans really care about, like some sort of this transgender stuff, but it's not even here. Where did you see it at all in your polling?
It didn't show up in our polling. And I think one of the things that really differentiates us from some of what else is out there is that this isn't political. This is about public opinion and what do Texans want and understanding public opinion. And again, we'll be doing follow-ups, more deep dives on this research, drilling into some of these issues. And if folks are interested in hearing more, we've got a website, texaspublicopinionresearch.com. Everything we do is
right.
Free and publicly available. And so that's a great resource for folks if they want to understand more.
Luke Warford is the director of Texas Public Opinion Research. Thank you so much, Luke, for coming on board today. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks, David. Good to talk to you.
We're taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to do our pledge drive stuff. Stay with us.